certain services from you, but he just won't say what those services are.
Well, it would help us, I think, if he said that those services were technically legal services.
Technically legal. What do you think would happen? And let's take it away from the particular in Senator Vitter's case, but just say, a typical client, how close to the line are we really talking about?
I don't know. You know, I was never there. The girls were instructed from the onset that they were not to participate in any sort of illegal activity that certainly included sexual, drugs. They were not allowed to drink and drive because they all drove themselves to these individual appointments. They were not allowed to participate in any kind of illegal behavior. They were not going to put me in jeopardy. They were not going to put the other girls in jeopardy. They weren't going to put the clients or the business in jeopardy. They all signed contracts accordingly. Now, it should be noted that in the entire 13 years, we had no problems with the police. It's not as if I had a pattern or a history of girls being arrested every 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 months. We went for years. We went the entire time without any arrest. I, after a while, I had to assume that people actually might have been listening to me.
And yet, I mean, you'll pardon me for saying this, but I'll be tough with you, and I'll say, is this not a case of you invoking a plausible deniability? And it's very plausible. What you have is the perfect framework for plausible deniability. Now, it's a little ironic that the government is coming after you for invoking plausible deniability when it's sort of been the government's MO for years and years. But where are you on that?
Well, I can honestly say I could take the stand in any court of law, and I can look anybody in the eye, and I can say that I told these girls not to behave in any sort of criminal fashion, that they signed contracts, that I was on the lookout. It's not as if somebody came to me and said, hey, look, you know, this is what I did, or it's not as if the clients came to me and said, hey, you know, this is what we did, and I